This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, I'm Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
And welcome to episode 17 of our podcast, where we review the previous 2 weeks, then the trends that we notice as we flip resources into our Flipboard magazine on instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences. This week we have, I believe, what we're calling two major trends that we've seen and two minor ones. We also have a recommended reading, and of course we'll end with our crystal ball prediction. So Abby, why don't you start us off by talking about the four trends that we saw for the past 2 weeks.
Thanks, Tim. Yeah, what we were discussing before was that we see kind of four trends. Two are small, one is a sort of a medium size, and one's the big one in the room. First one that we noticed, or you really noticed this, lots of stuff coming out from Google. A lot of, I'm guessing that a lot of this is just press releases that are being picked up by the various media, but we're seeing a lot about Google's user interface design specs. We're seeing a lot about Android watches coming out. We're seeing a lot about just a number of different things. And in some cases, we're seeing Google, you know, sort of positioning itself in competition with Amazon.com, with Apple, you know, in general. So is this, are you agreeing with me on this one?
Definitely. And this is what I saw too.
So from an instructional design point of view, or instructional technology point of view, I think what we're seeing is a major corporation, a major organization making a big push for brand identity and market share in a number of different areas that are important to us. So keep an eye out on that. Another, what we think of as being a smaller trend for us in particular to watch out is we've noticed a lot of new 3D printing software that's come out that is designed specifically to make the 3D modeling and printing process easier and more accessible. And I think what we're seeing right now is the search for the killer app, the thing that's going to make 3D printing really easy for everyone beyond the early adopter enthusiasts who are willing to kind of go an extra mile to make something work. But we are seeing some really interesting pieces of software that are making the process of modeling and the process of printing those models much easier to achieve. And so, you know, look in our Flipboard magazine for a few different articles of this type. On the rising up to the sort of the larger trends that we've noticed, the second largest we saw these last couple of weeks is kind of a shift in the news about wearable devices. We're still seeing a lot about wearable devices, and we're including Oculus Rift as a wearable device, even though it's not something you would just sort of wear walking around on the street, but you do strap it to your head, so we're calling it wearable at the moment. We're seeing a lot of news, again, sort of that search for the killer app in wearables, but we're seeing a change in the approach. Up until recently, we saw predominantly the attempt to make wearable devices attractive to the general consumer by making them more design-oriented and making them more physically attractive and more subtle in social settings. But really, there was a key with an article that we're going to recommend later, sort of a key moment. But we're seeing more suggestion in the media that these wearable devices may actually have greater use in workplace settings. And for us, that's a big deal in instructional design and technology, because this may mean that we need to design both the instruction for using these tools, but also design our instruction with these tools as the medium. So that's kind of a big deal for instructional technology. We should really keep an eye on that. Next up on our list, and certainly the biggest of all the trends, is tablet devices. Mm-hmm. Tim, can you help me out here? The Gartner Group. You flipped this issue.
Yeah, the Gartner Group has made a prediction that within a year that tablet devices, the sales of tablet devices will outpace the sale of PCs. They predicted that as a trend that would happen, but now they've given it more specific kind of a date and saying in the next year that more people will buy tablets than PCs, which is a definite shift.
And I think, yes, and we're seeing also a number of tablets coming to market, mm-hmm. less expensive tablets coming in, varying sizes. We're seeing larger, smaller. We're seeing less expensive iPod mm-hmm. devices, which sort of count as tablets at this point. And on top of that, we also saw a press release from Apple that they are revising iTunes U so that it's more of a one-stop shop for teachers in creating instruction and communicating among students. The update was supposed to be released on July 8th. I must admit I have not seen an update yet, or at least I'm not aware of seeing it. I checked my own app this morning. It hadn't updated, but that may be that I didn't update it correctly. So what we're suggesting to all of our listeners out there is pay attention to iTunes U and see if there's a significant shift in the product itself.
And I'd like to kind of add on to that too. But what Abby just said, take a look at that. And I believe Apple's trying to make it not only be able to use it from an instructor and student point of view, but being able to use it on the iPad, tablet devices to create. Right. That's the key, being able to create on it rather than having to go to the web and use right. iTunes through the web to create content.
Yeah, there's a bigger push to use the tablet devices for creation and for communication mm-hmm. as opposed to just for reading mm-hmm. or for watching something or listening to something. So there's a big push there, and they are trying hard to make that of greater use in the education market. So let's keep an eye on that. And that takes us, I think, to recommendations. Our recommended reading for this week is from Forbes. The article is by Aaron Tilley, and it's called "This Startup Wants to Get Google Glass into Every Workplace." And it's a reflection of that identification of the trend in looking for wearable devices as workplace productivity tools.
And we'll put that link on our website, as well as you could find it in our Flipboard magazine, but we'll make it available after the show. Hey, Abby, that leads us with our looking into the crystal ball. What do we have?
Looking into the crystal ball. Well, before we look into the crystal ball to the future, I'd like to take a look at the crystal ball, turn around and look backwards
sure.
at some of our earlier predictions and say, well, we've changed our prediction. Although, actually, we did see in earlier podcasts, we predicted that that wearables would get more of a designer treatment and that we'd constantly be seeing more information about wearables. We are continuing to see that. But now, as we look to the future, we're looking more at wearables as appliances for productivity in the workplace with a less regard for their physical attractiveness. We are predicting at this point that it's just not going to be possible to make a wearable truly attractive in the short run, but that we're going to see a lot more exploration of wearable devices as productivity tools in workplace settings.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see where that goes. And as you mentioned earlier, how we as instructional designers, how we deal with that, if that really takes off, and how we develop the training for that uses those as a medium.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the key is at some point in the distant past, we as instructional designers had to think in terms of how are we going to shift to computer-based mm-hmm. instruction. You know, we were always fairly good with overhead projection. Then we switched to slideshow for overhead projection and became very adept with PowerPoint and Prezi and those kind of things. But what happens next?
Yeah.
I mean, we probably still have to deliver those slideshows, but now we may have to deliver them in such a way that a wearable heads-up display can show them in the upper corner of one's field of vision.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. So we want to thank you again for those who follow us on iTunes and on Stitcher. You can find us in both of those platforms. And you can also view and listen to past episodes of our podcast by visiting our website at www.trendsandissues.com. We'll be back in 2 weeks, and I believe that is on July 21st for our 18th episode of our podcast.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.